At the last line, Leo's cracked, smoky voice fell away, and he continued to stare ahead at the wall. It was covered in concert posters, all kinds. It was really sudden. He just got up and silently ripped up everything. The ink parrot on his arm seemed to take flight, and he shoved it all in his mouth, not caring if the tack was still there. I had hid in my room when it all happened, afraid to confront this person who had once been my friend and a talented musician as well. It was impossible to tell if he was still there. It didn't seem like it. Leo didn't seem to exist anymore. It was impossible to imagine what could have happened in so short a time to rob him of himself. The posters torn down, his mouth bleeding, he sat back down and drank another bottle of porter. When morning came again after the long night of sleepless, sickened waiting, I left my room and Leo was gone. The front door open, letting the cool, clinging mist inside. In a panic, I slammed it shut, afraid to consider what may have gotten inside, where Leo had gone, or afraid to consider leaving myself. Everything was fear, sickness, discomfort. I knew I would eventually go crazy if I stayed inside, but what else was possible? Leaving? Trying to face the cold whatever outside? I had to stay inside. There was no other choice but to stay and wait for help, if any would come. But the day kept going, and I kept imagining things, shadows in corners, movement in closets. What if something had gotten in? Was it waiting for me to turn my back on it, or start to sing, or to take off my dirty clothes, to bathe, eat, drink? Was there anything at all? It was just nerve-wracking. Before I could place all of my fear in Leo, but with him gone, being alone, the fear spread over everything in the apartment. My viola was horrible to touch. That's when I knew I had to leave. We had a baseball bat around in a case of an emergency, so I grabbed that, stuffed some food in my backpack, and my viola case too. I don't know why I did that. It seemed really important. So I left home, and I didn't know where to go. Cars moved in the streets, no people, only the fog that blocked the sun and choked everything. I made east away from the bay, hoping to find an unlocked bike, an open car, someone, anything, anything at all. I just hope I wouldn't see Leo. Leo was bad enough inside, being like a zombie and everything, but that would be like, with the mist all going around them, I didn't even want to know. The only thing I wanted was to see the sun again.